Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Welcome to episode 1 of the Keto for Christ podcast. I'm so glad you're here. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I will be hosting this show. I'd like to share part of my story with you and why I felt called to even start this podcast. But before I do, I really wanted to make it clear that I am here to serve you. I've been doing keto now for over 3 years, and I've learned so much along the way. It definitely hasn't all been a cakewalk, though. No pun intended. So, have you experienced periods of success with keto where the weight simply seemed to fall off of you, while other times you felt like nothing you tried worked? Have you struggled to break through plateaus or had periods of time where you felt like you just hit a wall? Have you ever just felt like something was missing or felt like you were on an emotional roller coaster? Have you ever felt so disgusted by what you saw in the mirror and disappointed in yourself for getting off track yet again that you couldn't even look yourself in the eye? So have I, friend, and so much more. But I can now see the value from these lessons and would like to help you through them, or better yet, help you avoid them altogether. I don't want you to have to make all the mistakes I made in the past. I want to share my secrets with you so that you can go straight to the part where you're experiencing all the amazing health benefits keto has to offer. Whether that be weight loss, mental clarity, energy, reversing disease, or one of the other amazing health benefits. So here's a bit about me. For starters, I'm married to a wonderful man named Ralph. We have 2 little fur babies. One is an Italian Greyhound and the other is a Shih Tzu Bichon mix. And in a few short weeks, we're excited to be bringing home a little chocolate lab puppy. So as I mentioned earlier, I started keto a little over 3 years ago in February 2017. And in the beginning, the weight did simply fall off, much to my surprise. Honestly, I was stunned with my results. The company I'm a part of had introduced some new keto products. I followed the program precisely, and it was amazing watching the scale go down day after day. And it was so easy. I was eating delicious foods such as cheese, keto chocolate treats, bacon, and eggs. There is literally a keto version for everything. So it definitely didn't feel like a diet to me. Unlike when I was preparing for our wedding and I literally was starving myself to death. Well, during our vacation to Key West about 4 months later, I cheated for the first time and decided to enjoy myself and eat all of my favorite foods again, like pizza, pasta, bread, ice cream. Yeah, kind of went all out there. So the weight came back off relatively quickly once I got back home and started implementing keto again. Though the transition period and just trying to get the sugar back out of my system definitely wasn't fun. Those headaches and mental fog are the worst, aren't they? But I truly feel that first cheat made it so much easier for me to give into temptation from that point on. So if any of you are brand new to keto, please take my advice. Cheating definitely isn't worth it. Throughout the months, I gained a few pounds, then lost a few, then gained a few more, and then lost only a fraction of what I gained. And slowly, over the last year or so, the weight has been creeping back up. Now, I want to be totally transparent with you in the fact that it has truly been a struggle to lose weight recently with keto. I've dealt with some emotional things that have obviously added to the problem, causing extra stress and anxiety. So I decided to begin reflecting on what I had done in the past that had worked. I made a plan, and in the month of June, I made some drastic changes, put some commitments in place, and refocused my priorities, making God number one again. And truly, my results were astounding. Now, we don't have time to get into all the details today, but I promise in one of my future episodes, I'm going to share exactly what I did so that you can experience results for yourself. Now, switching gears a bit, weight loss has only been part of the journey. One morning, I got a call from my mom telling me that my dad was on his way to the emergency room. I didn't realize the severity at the time, but my dad had been dealing with a blister on his foot that had turned into an abscess. He had been trying to take care of it himself, and the infection was so bad he couldn't even walk on that foot without assistance, and finally realized he needed medical attention. When I arrived at the hospital, I was full of worry and anxiety because infections like this in diabetics can be life-threatening. I remember specifically the doctor coming out to my mom and I and being brutally honest, telling us this wasn't good. He didn't know how deep the infection was, but he wanted to make it clear and get our approval to take any part of my dad's foot or leg that had been infected, or it would spread throughout his entire body. Obviously, we told him to do whatever he needed to do to save my dad's life. When the doctor came back out, after what seemed like hours, he told us it wasn't quite as bad as he originally had thought, and they only had to take one toe, fortunately. Well, we breathed a sigh of relief, but again, he sternly told us that Dad definitely was not in the clear yet. He had a long road ahead of him, and he had to follow their instructions precisely, or the infection could again start spreading. I know personally how much our diets have to do with healing our bodies. And I was so overwhelmed with joy when my dad told me about a day later that he was going to make the changes necessary and he wanted to be here. That was music to my ears because honestly, I wasn't sure he wanted to fight this. Once my dad got home, he began eating more of a paleo type diet. He was getting some results, but just not anything very drastic. I obviously knew the health benefits of keto and had tried to share with him before, but I kind of think he believed it was more of a fad diet at that point. So I decided to take a different approach, and I sent him a couple of books by doctors in the keto community that I have come to respect so much. I sent him The Diabetes Code by Dr. Jason Fung and Any Way You Can by Dr. Annette Bosworth. I highly recommend both of them to you as well. I was honestly shocked when I called to check on my dad one day and he told me he was starting keto. I was just so thankful that those two books had spoken to him. So he began keto and also implemented long periods of fasting. He really wanted to get his diabetes under control and reversed as quickly as possible. He even fasted for 20 days at one point. I honestly don't know how he did it, except that he is extremely hard-headed. And when he sets his mind to something, you can guarantee it's as good as done. Well, within about 3 months, his foot was totally healed and he had reversed his type 2 diabetes. Is that not amazing? Our incredible God built our bodies to heal themselves if we simply put in the proper nutrition. And that takes me to the final point I want to make here today and my true mission for this podcast. A couple of weeks ago, I was walking on a Sunday morning. There's this trail I found that is so beautiful and secluded from the main roads. There are all these beautiful trees and flowers and butterflies and just simply nature surrounding it. And this has become my sacred place where I really feel that God speaks to me. Well, on this particular Sunday, I just had this vision that God was empowering me to start the Keto for Christ movement. And I would like to ask you right now, especially after hearing my dad's story, will you join me in this movement, friend? There is no denying the power of this lifestyle, but I know I can't do this on my own. I need your help. And I truly believe that together we can save so many lives. We can make a story like my dad, something you start hearing every day, instead of that story that, yet again, someone else was diagnosed with cancer or diabetes or heart disease. I feel that I am the messenger of this message. And it's my responsibility to do everything in my power to portray the benefits of this amazing lifestyle. So will you join me? If so, please help me by sharing this podcast with all of your friends and family. And if you found value, please subscribe and leave me a review, which will allow the show to get more exposure. As Matthew 17:20 states, truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Can you just imagine if we all come together and have that faith, even as small as a mustard seed? I know God is going to do amazing things, and I am so thankful to you, friend, for joining me.